You're listening to the Qalam Podcast, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussain Kamani. This summer, Mufti Hussain will be teaching the Hadith Intensive. Students will study the different methods of compilation and preservation of a Hadith, the major role female scholars have played in Hadith preservation, the biography of famous Hadith narrators, as well as different Ahadith collections and excerpts from famous Hadith texts like Sahih al-Bukhari. For more information, visit hadithintensive.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الانبياء وعلى اله الاسكياء واصحابه الاتقياء اما بعد. With the first few days of Ramadan passing by, many people naturally feel inclined to turn back to their old habits. That I was charged for the first few days of Ramadan, there was an excitement, but now that excitement begins to wear out. We begin to realize that this is not just a quick sprint, this is a marathon. There's 30 days still to go till the end of the month, 27 days, 26 days still left. So this is the part where the heart starts inclining towards opening up that TV again and telling you that, you know what, I'll go on to Facebook, but I'll only use it for a good cause. This is the time where you're telling yourself, I can watch Netflix, but only documentaries. I won't do anything more than a documentary. This is the point where you start telling yourself, let me go back and open up that WhatsApp group again and see what my buddies are saying. You've been ignoring for the past few days. Remember that this is the way shaitan has made our nafs used to outside Ramadan. Every time we make an attempt to change our life, what shaitan did was, he found an easy route back to the place where we left. He said, you know what? Rather than taking this many grams on this protein diet of yours, why don't you just deduce a little here, add a little here, cheat a little today, make up for it tomorrow, and you start tampering with the original plan. And when you tamper with the original plan, that is the beginning of where shaitan takes you back. We know that in Ramadan, shaitan is locked away. The Prophet ﷺ tells us of that. But as I mentioned before, the training of shaitan remains. The effect and the trace of our servitude to shaitan through the years still remains. And the very same habits are taking us back to where we just came from. So let me read for you a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَلَعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does not leave lying in a lifestyle of lying, false statements in a lifestyle of falseness, whoever doesn't leave these things, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَن يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no desire for you to leave your food and for you to leave your drink. Meaning that when a person is sinning, when they go back to that very same old life that you had before Ramadan, if you found your way back to that life in Ramadan, if you're not praying your salah again, you're sleeping through it, you're being careless in Ramadan just as you were before Ramadan, then you are not allowing Ramadan to have its effect. This is where the lesson of istiqamah comes in. To remain steadfast and firm. This is what changes people. Not intelligence, it's istiqamah. It's not just a person having the ability, but it's istiqamah, steadfastness. There's a person who's very intelligent and comes to class on day one and takes all the notes down and listens very attentively to what the lecturer is saying. But then this person lacks in istiqamah, this person lacks in steadfastness. Misses class one day, 2 days, 3 days, then tells their friends, I'm just going to watch the lecture online now. And this is how college usually is. Send me your notes, I'll read them from there. 2 days before exam, I'll find my way through exam. On the other hand, you have a person who may not be the most intelligent, but that person has istiqamah, that person has steadfastness. They've set a goal, they're looking ahead, and they follow through with it. That's why when people come to me and they say that I intend to memorize the Quran, what are your thoughts, adults of the community? I tell them it's a very noble cause, but I need you to know that in order for you to memorize the Quran, the amount of istiqamah you need will probably be unprecedented in your life. And that's why children do such a good job at it. The reason is because when they're young, it's their parents that keep them on that istiqamah. Their parents are the ones who coach them and guide them and say, you have to go again. That kid wakes up in the morning and says, I don't want to go to read Quran. I want to sleep in today. But mom and dad still wake them up at 7 o'clock, Fajr time. They wake them up, get them changed, make them eat their food and send them. Their parents watch over them. But then when we become adults, there's no one to govern us. There's no one to coach us. There's no one to keep us steadfast on our pathway. And that's when we find adults not having the resolve to carry through Ramadan the way we should be able to carry through. So the question is that how can we remain steadfast in the month of Ramadan? How do we continue what we've built so far? So the first lesson is this. Good influence is good. What one person does in front of you will influence you. What you see a person do will influence you. Keep yourself surrounded by people who have good nature. People of istiqamah. Because if you can stay with the people of istiqamah, if you can stay with people of steadfastness, then you will find yourself also following their footsteps. But if you're surrounded by people who are setting failure as the highest goal in their life, who accept nothing other than failure for themselves, then you will definitely fail yourself too. And this is the principle of life. Anything you want to grow in, make sure you surround yourself by the best people in that. You want to be a good cook, surround yourself by good cooks. Otherwise, you're going to get used to using Shan masala packages, and that's not going to make you a good cook, right? You have to surround yourself by the experts in each field. Similarly, when it comes to the deen, surround yourself by Ahlul Istiqamah. Surround yourself by Ahlul Taqwa. Surround yourself by Ahlul Islah, the people of Islah and Taqwa and piety and righteousness. And then you will find your pathway to righteousness too. The second thing, do your part. What that means is, what you planned at the beginning of your Ramadan, make sure you follow through with that. You made an intention that at the beginning of Ramadan, every day I will read 3 juz of the Quran. And today you're reaching a point now where you're reconsidering and saying, instead of 3 juz, let me just come down to 1 juz. Instead of finishing off 3 Qur'ans in this Ramadan, I'll just settle with finishing off 1 Qur'an. Play your part, which means come back to your original intention. What was your intention? Making an intention is very important, by the way. I sit with people who are married for multiple years, or people who are intending to get married. When someone comes to me for marital advice, one of the first questions I usually ask them is, why did you get married? What was your intention behind marriage? And most of these people, they say, intention, marriage, what are you talking about? You know, you make intention for wudu and salah, not for a marriage. When the truth is that, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat, intentions are universal in everything in your life. If you want to achieve something, you have to intend it, you have to desire it. لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. As Allah says in the Quran, change will not come until you want it first. You have to initiate change. And initiating change starts with a sound intention. But making an intention just isn't enough. You have to follow through with that intention. And how you follow through with that intention is every now and then renewing it. Reminding yourself, what was your goal on day one of Ramadan? Your goal was that you were going to read 3 juz of the Quran every day. You were going to read 1 juz of the Quran every day. That was your goal. So don't settle on anything less than that. Push yourself to be there. The third thing, even if you try really hard to set your goal and achieve your goal, know that it's very possible that you will still fail. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings that way. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّأ. All children of Adam alayhi salam make mistakes. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best of those who make mistakes are the best when it comes to their recovery. Those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do fail someday, let's say one day passes by and it was a busy day and you didn't even open the Quran. Now your heart is going to tell you, you're going to tell yourself that you skipped one day, so now what? Skip the rest of it, who cares? You skipped one Taraweeh prayer, so skip it, who cares? You skipped one fast for whatever reason, now just forget it, skip the rest of the month. Don't let that overtake you. If you fall down, actually let me say that again. When you fall down, be ready to stand up again. And know that this is what champions are made of. They do not accept loss. They do not accept defeat. Every time they come down, they stand up again. Every time they come down, they stand up again. I remember when I went for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, when I first went to the gym to train, there was a sign on the wall that kept me going for years, by the way. I kept training because I would read that little sign on the wall. And it would say, the sign said, black belts are white belts that never give up. So it kind of made me think that, you know what, every black belt, every expert was a beginner, where I am today. But the only thing I need to be, to become that expert, is I need to have istiqamah. I need to be steadfast and firm, and I can never give up. I have to keep going again and again and again. Which leads me to my last point that I want you to reflect over. Every little good deed you do, never sell yourself short for it. Some people, they think, if I read 1 juz of Quran or if I don't read it, what difference is it going to make in my life? If I pray Taraweeh or not, what difference is it going to make in my life? I've already defined who I'm going to be. Never underestimate or undersell your own good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the value of your good deed. Your job is to continue to do it. So don't say, oh, I miss Taraweeh, just forget it, I'll do something else. No, your Taraweeh is meaningful. Your reading of the Quran is meaningful. Your dhikr is meaningful. Your Ramadan is meaningful. Every good deed that you bring into your life, hold on to it firmly with both hands. Bite onto it with your molar teeth. But don't let it go. Every good deed you bring, you will find your reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let this Ramadan be a month of steadfastness. A month of istiqamah. Where we start our good deeds and we continue them until the end of Ramadan. If anything, learn to increase your good deeds. Don't allow your good deeds to decrease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.